Welcome to These Remarks Are Never Shared, a podcast about the realities of transitioning and the untold stories of living life as a trans woman. I wanted to start a podcast that went over the things that I feel like nobody's talking about in regards to trans women. These are some things that maybe I kind of knew about or kind of suspected, but not really knew before I started transitioning. And I guess that's normal. Like, you're not going to know everything when you go into life-changing procedures. But I think it would be helpful for other people who are not in the trans community to understand these things. I didn't want to reveal my name. I don't want any of my information exposed out there, just because I want to be able to walk away from this at some point. I think for me, the goal of transition is to get to a point where I no longer feel as an outsider, that I actually feel like I'm a full-fledged woman, just like anybody else in society. So that's maybe my goal here, but I don't think I'm going to feel that way until I have bottom surgery. And I have had facial plastic surgery or facial feminization surgery. It's called FFS. And I've been taking hormones for 2 years now. I've been contemplating transition for about 4 years now. I got myself into a place where I can finally feel secure to transition. And then I got on hormones. I've faced many different things that are very typical for trans women, and clear back when I was maybe 4 or 5, I remember playing with the girls at my babysitter's house, and that's maybe the earliest memory of being like, oh, I'm supposed to be a girl. And I remember distinctly telling one of the babysittees, telling him, yeah, you can't hang out with us right now because we're doing girl stuff. And then me going off to hang out with the girls while he was forced to go do something else. I was assigned male at birth. We can get into what that means in another podcast. But essentially, it's on your birth certificate, the doctor actually makes the final decision about whether you are a male or a female. And they do that based on criteria. It's not just like, oh, you have a penis, because some people are born with a penis and a vagina. Some people are born with an extra large clit. Some people are born without testicles or without ovaries. And we call all those people intersex people. Being intersex and being trans are related, but they're not the same thing. And I remember one time my mom questioning, well, what's a hermaphrodite? And I was like, okay, that's kind of an antiquated term. People don't really use that anymore. Hermaphrodite used to mean somebody who was born with a penis and a vagina, or ovaries and testicles. That's not the case anymore. We now use the term intersex, and it gets really tricky with intersex people, how they define themselves, how other people define them. And I'm not going to go into that. It's even broader than just having genitalia. It can entail so many other things. I'm focusing on my own experiences as an adult trans woman. I'm in my 30s. I started thinking about transition and questioning my gender around the age 30. I'm not like the people that the media wants to portray that say, oh, well, it's teenagers doing this. I'm not like the people who they claim, oh, you're brainwashed or you're autistic or you have some mental problem. I've actually never been diagnosed with anything. I have nothing. I don't feel like I'm any different mentally than anybody else. My mental capacity and reasoning abilities are as good, if not better, than most people. I am an American citizen. I live in the state of Utah, and Utah is about as red as they come. I know that some people will claim Texas is redder, or they'll claim that Florida is redder, but there are times when those states have changed to blue states or there are many liberal people that live in those states. Up until a few years ago, Utah has been a very conservative state. It has been very anti-trans. It has been described as a theocracy run by the Mormon Church, and there's some truth behind all of these things. Originally, when Utah became a state, they voted Democrat, and they had fairly liberal ideals. But at some point, the Mormon Church encouraged people to vote conservative, to vote for the Republican Party. And that's when the state changed overnight to be a Republican state. It has voted Republican in every major election since that point. As a trans person, Republicanism is kind of scary. Conservatism isn't that scary. I think that there's some pluses and minuses to being liberal versus conservative. Right now, the Republican Party has changed so much that it is scary to see these people in charge and making major life decisions that could easily impact trans women like myself. So I'm setting about to make this podcast mainly because I feel like none of my neighbors know anything about me. My own parents don't know anything about me. They haven't seen the process. They haven't seen me transition. They've just poked in every now and again. I've revealed things to them, but I haven't gone into too much depth. And so it makes it hard for me to even share with my own parents, even though I'm probably closest to them out of anybody on this earth. I don't have that many friends. I lost my friends through transition. And people I've made friends with since then haven't been the greatest friends. I can definitely count on one hand, maybe even half a hand, the number of people that I think are friends. And that's okay with me. I feel like that's maybe the sacrifice I made to transition. I want to be very clear with this podcast that transition is not easy. It's incredibly difficult. There's so many things going against trans women. And there's not a lot of support. There's a lot of confusion and there's a lot of animosity. And the only support that's out there is people that are just like, this doesn't sit right with me, so I'm going to make a stand here. I don't know anything, but I'm going to make a stand and defend trans people. That's the support that I have received. I wouldn't say anyone has come up to me and said, hey, you're a role model for me. I haven't met anyone that's like, thank you for being a real human, and I'm so proud of you. I haven't had anyone say any of that stuff, even therapists. People tell me, oh, you're strong. And they'll say things along those lines, but they don't come across as genuine, and they just sound like a cliche thing that people say. It's a big deal. It's not like, oh, I'm going to go start a business and succeeding in business and becoming a millionaire, or I'm going to go be a famous rapper even though I'm from a ghetto area. It has nothing to do with, it's not a comparison between that. It's your entire life. It has no comparison in the real world of how difficult it is because it's all-encompassing. It's fully encompassing. It's everything. Every little aspect of your life will change and is going to change. And you have no control over it. You're just, if you accept the terms, it's like, okay, sign on the dotted line that you want to be trans and you've got to commit to it. There's a lot of people that don't commit to being trans. Maybe they recognize, hey, I have gender dysphoria, and then they don't go through with it. Or they make the commitment to change, but then they only do it about halfway because they recognize there are some things about being trans that they do not like. I mean, in some ways, I don't really like that those people exist because I can't live that way. And that's a very selfish attitude for me to have. But it is how I feel. I feel like there's a lot of trans people who are picking and choosing what aspects of being trans that they want to accept and other aspects that they don't. And I don't think that that really, I mean, that to me and my experiences, that feels like they're going against what it really means to be trans, to really feel in your core that you are the other gender. But and I'm not that biased. Even though I have problems with those kinds of people, I am willing to accept that they have found some truth that I have not. And so I don't look at them as any different. We're all trans. We're all transitioning. Just because I'm further along or not as far along doesn't make me any less trans than they are. Just because we have a little bit different beliefs than each other doesn't make us different people. Doesn't make us not trans, one or the other. You know, I've had to come to terms with that my trans experience is different than everybody's trans experience. There's not going to be a single trans person that shares the same experience as I do. There's maybe some things that are similar, but I'm definitely going to be different. And so when I start this podcast, I'm starting it with that clause there that, you know, this is different. This is one person's experience. And so don't take everything that I say with 100% certitude as something that every trans person has to deal with. Again, I'm white, I'm American, I live in Utah. My parents are in the upper class, maybe the lower upper class, but they are in the upper class. I am maybe in the middle class just based on my salary and what I do for a living and where I live, the opportunities that I have. I would say I'm in upper middle class, if not the lower upper class, just like my parents. I have had some opportunities, many opportunities that other people have not had, and that's what makes my life different. I also had some differences, some drawbacks that really hindered me from transitioning until I was a lot older than I should have. I knew when I was 13 that I was trans and I wanted to transition, but I didn't have the terminology, I didn't have the resources, and I, in many ways, was blocked from accessing resources about trans people. I remember, because this was in the early 2000s, and the internet was a thing, but it was not that big of a thing. I think people were still using dial-up modems at the time. And I remember getting on the internet and finding a discussion board, because that's what we had back then. And the discussion board was for trans people by trans people. And I remember asking the question, hey, how do you transition? I don't know if those people thought I was a troll and just lying or trying to get information from them, but I never really got the answer. And I got so scared that I was going to get in trouble for even looking at it. Both, you know, maybe I would get caught by my parents or possibly that God was watching me and, you know, that I was gonna be damned to hell because of even my looking at such information. So again, my life is very different from everybody else's, and I really, really wish that I could have transitioned when I was 12, 13, and maybe not gone through the puberty that I did. But I also recognize that that was kind of an impossibility for me at the time. If I had come out and said, hey, I feel like I'm trans, and I wanted to talk to somebody about it, I am almost 100% certain that I would have ended up in conversion therapy, where somebody from the Mormon church or some other Christian church would be pushing on me this concept that, no, you can't be trans, you can't be gay, you can't be anything LGBT related. You have to be what God has assigned you to be. And again, I'm going to talk about this in another episode, but what you are assigned from birth is assigned by a human doctor who only has limited information. What you are assigned by at birth is not what some quote-unquote God has established, and it's not what biology has established. There's so many more factors to gender and sexuality that, you know, you're not just going to pin it down by one, oh, well, this person has a penis and testicles and we don't see anything else. It's not that simple. Just a simple observation at birth in, you know, maybe 5 minutes of time or 30 seconds of time, that doesn't determine your gender. So yeah, I'm in a place where I'm at the tail end of transition, I feel like. I pass in public. People don't recognize that I'm trans right away, and maybe some people don't even recognize at all that I'm trans. I have not had bottom surgery, but I'm working towards it. And as long as nothing political changes in the United States in the next 12 to 18 months, I don't think that I will be barred from having that surgery. It's something that I've wanted for a long time. I do want to stay anonymous, though. And because I want to stay anonymous, it's a lot harder for me to spread this podcast. And it's also going to be a lot more challenging to relay personal information that has led me to feel this way and believe the way that I do and the experiences that I've had. But please, if you're listening to this and you somehow find out who I am in real life, please don't reveal my identity, because at some point in the future, I want to walk away from this. I'm not out to make a bunch of money. I don't want to be famous with this. I don't want to be known as the person that you go to for your trans information. I just feel like people need to know this information because there's nobody sharing this information. And maybe the people that are sharing it are not being true individuals or genuine individuals. They're doing it for some ulterior motive. And so I feel like by me being anonymous and not wanting to take credit for this, that can give you a more true experience and a better story about what it means to be trans today as a normal, quote unquote, person. Because I don't think any of the social media people that you'll find are very normal. So thanks for listening to this very first episode. I am going to try to publish at least 2 episodes a month with the possibility of a bonus episode. So 2 to 3 episodes per month, and they'll all be about 30 minutes or less. Again, this is just a side project that I'm doing to share information to people who aren't trans themselves. Maybe they know somebody who's trans, or maybe they don't, but they have a interest in trans people. They just want to understand and maybe have some more empathy for trans people. Thank you for listening. Please like and subscribe, or whatever it is that we're doing on podcasts these days. I look forward to this journey with you. Thank you.